Biden, folks. And I got one more silver dollar in this fight against the tyrants. No operation, no media organization in modern history has been as effective against the globalist agenda as we have. That's all thanks to you, the listeners and viewers, and your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, and the incredible guest and individuals that we have on this broadcast coming up, Mike Adams, for 2 hours. But ladies and gentlemen, we are listener and viewer supported. It's very simple at thealexjonesstore.com. You back us. You fund us. You are everything. And we bring you the very best products, the very best supplements, the very best water filtration systems, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the very best knives, silver coins, you name it, so that you get a great product and empower yourself while at the same time empowering yourself and free humanity against the globalists. So, a lot of new things at thealexjonesstore.com. Look at these belts. They are super comfortable. They are incredible high quality. They are so durable. They'll last a lifetime. And the way they're designed is something special. So I paid like $75 a year or so ago for a similar belt. And I told Bigley, I like this type of belt. Why don't you get these? They got belts even better than the one I bought about a year ago that I love. And they're selling them for $39 right now. That is a big discount out of the gates at thealexjonesstore.com. Premium nylon tactical belt. This is the premium nylon tactical belt available now at thealexjonesstore.com for only $39.99. It's built from heavy-duty nylon webbing with a smooth automatic ratchet buckle. No holes, no guessing, no too tight or too loose. You get a perfect micro-adjustable fit whether you're working, carrying, driving, sitting at your desk, are on the move. And we've got them in three editions. On the buckle is a little cross, a 1776 edition, and Alex Jones signature edition, making it original and special. It's all black, tactical, clean, durable, and built for everyday use. It's murdered out. It's off black. And right now it's only $39 at thealexjonesstore.com. They are premium. They look great. They have knocked it out of the park with this product. Get yours today and also buy gifts for friends and family and know you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against tyranny. Also, Bigley knocked it out. Highest rating level with the carbon filters, beautiful, highest grade stainless steel for lower price than other systems that aren't even as good. We're so proud of this. The first group sold out. More coming in about a week and a half. So get your order in now to make sure it's the head of the line. Those are now available. This is platinum level, gravity-fed water filtration, and it makes this operation possible, multi-tested by top companies to take out hundreds and hundreds of bad chemicals at non-detectable levels, the atrazine, the glyphosate, all of it. You should do this for your family. Do this for yourself. It's a big 3-gallon system. It's amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And then we have the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Some of the designs are the best. Some of them are okay. I'll just be honest. Some of the designs I come up with are okay. But I came up with the concepts of these new shirts. Limited edition, 250th anniversary of America, July 4th, special edition. So it's sold through the middle of June, through July, and then we're not going to sell these T-shirts anymore. They look so good, though. We'll probably come up with another variant or something. But these are limited edition, Liberty or Death, 1776. 2026. They came up with that. I love it. The simple one I came up with, America, 250 years strong, nice, simple, clean, kind of got like a polo look to it. Look at that one. Destroying Tyranny since 1776, Gadsden flag on the Betsy Ross flag. I came up with that design. I'm really proud of these. They're very clean. You'll meet a lot of like-minded people wearing these. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. I designed that bad boy. They designed the 1776, 250 years of freedom. Oh, I love the one they designed with the brass knuckles, 7076 free, defund the deep state. That's all their designs. America, ride fast, live free. They designed that. Ball caps as well, all limited edition. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And to keep us on the air, take action now. Big Brother hates it when you fund the tip of the spear. We'll be back with Mike Adams. Stay with us.
I'll start with sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex.
This is rocket fuel. This is incredible. This is rocket fuel. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is a cocktail I drink every day. A squirt of ultramethylene blue and T3. You are insane if you don't get it. Okay? Well, listen. You are insane if you don't get it. I am a wrecking ball. I am obsessed with this. I can't stop. And now I'm having this. And now I'm having this. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is the truth. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. You understand that? Does that burn into your brain?
I think I'm going to buy some methylene blue now.
DallasShow.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Well, it's got to be about 20 years I've been interviewing him here on the Alex Jones Show. The Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Mike Adams is here with us for the next hour and 4 minutes or so. He'll be hosting in the fourth hour. That's when you really get the deep dive. He wants to get into backing Trump on this Iran deal. He wants to get into the AI data centers, the major rebellion to that. Also, suddenly there's a big mosquito problem and all these new diseases since Bill Gates and Google have been releasing them. We'll be getting into that. We'll get into the terror plot that we had Kyle Serafin on from the FBI whistleblower earlier, just absolutely checking the boxes of, oh, the data centers are going to be attacked, and, oh, AIPAC's going to be attacked, and we need Pfizer reauthorized warrantless spying. Absolutely transparent. We've got all of that as well and so much more with Mike Adams today. I also want to look at the West and what's happened to us, the Japanese picking up their trash, Americans running around like total hoodlums. How did we degenerate like this, and what is the way forward? Life expectancy of U.S. population dropping, IQs dropping. We're not being negative here. We're just reporting the facts. We'll go over it all with Mike Adams of naturalnews.com here today. But Mike, front and center, and I know you've picked up on this as you're astute, I noticed that I've been really on Trump's ass for about a year or so, if you a little bit longer. But at the same time, I support good things out of the administration when they do it. That's just normal politics. If the Democrats get in, I'm going to be lobbying against what they're doing. But clearly, we know Israel launched the war, got us into it, lied to Trump about it. When I point that out, people go, oh, you're defending him. No, I'm not. We're talking about the history and what AIPAC's doing, primarying people, pushing us into war, now trying to merge with our military with the new Defense Authorization Act that we'll get into. And now, oh, the terror attack was targeting AIPAC members. I mean, you couldn't script this more obvious. And so there are a lot of people that are mad at Trump that just say, don't be engaged. Or if you engage and try to put pressure on Trump, you're somehow with Trump. Because they can't attack us from the establishment angle, because people know the establishment is full of crap. So they pose as super patriots and say that we shouldn't be here on Trump's ass. So I hadn't talked to you before he came on. I just told the producers I wanted you on like a week ago, so I'm glad you're here. And I said, Mike, what do you want to hit first? When I talked to you 30 seconds before we went live, you said that we got to get behind Trump and support what he's doing in Iran because Israel's pulling all the stops with their lobby to push him back into it. Bingo, bingo, bingo. We are in a tug of war. Mike Adams, take it away.
All right. Well, just like you said, we look, you and I are, we both believe in merit-based praise or criticism of Trump or anybody else. A politician has to earn whatever they're doing. A leader has to earn it. And when it comes to Trump, what he's doing right now, I believe we need to support his effort to try to reach this memorandum of understanding. I don't want to call it a peace deal because it's not really a peace deal. It's an agreement to sit down and talk about a lasting peace deal. But this is absolutely critical for America. Here's why I believe this is the case. You see, in America so far, we have not yet felt the extreme economic pain from the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. That economic pain is coming. It's really just about 6 or 8 weeks away before it starts to kick in, and it's going to hurt badly. It's going to cause, you know, diesel prices to skyrocket, transportation prices, food prices. We're going to see supply chain chaos like we haven't seen since COVID, frankly. We've had this buffer period that we're living on right now. We're coasting on this buffer. Trump knows it. And the oil executives that met with Trump, they know it, and I think they told him what's coming if we don't reopen the Strait.
Well, they did tell him. No, no, they told him 2 weeks ago. They said, you've already seen a 47% increase. They said, you'll see 30 to 40 in within 3 weeks on top of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And remember, we're coming up on the midterms. Things are going to get dire for the GOP in August, September, October, et cetera, if the Strait of Hormuz stays closed. So what Trump is doing, actually, in this case, it looks like the right thing to me. He's telling Netanyahu, you've gone too far. You're bombing too many civilian residential buildings in Lebanon. you know, you can't keep us in war forever. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but I think that's what Trump is meaning. And he's also starting to pull away the refueling tankers from Israel right now. That sends a very powerful signal to Israel that, hey, we're not going to be there to support your ongoing bombing campaigns of Iran any longer, because Israel's planes don't have the range without
support. Stop right there. I should have led with that. I had it in the stack. People say, oh, if it's real, he'll pull military support. Well, pulling the refueling planes is the key support. And to add what you were saying, we've heard him try to end it a bunch before, but Israel wasn't freaking out then. They're freaking out because they know this memorandum's done, this framework towards a final deal, and they know that Trump's now bucking them. That's why they're getting upset. That's how I said last week, this one looks the potential of being real, unlike the others I said that weren't real, because Israel's freaking out so bad. Mike, please continue, and then give us your take on what Israel might pull us back in.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're right about that. So here's a simple rule of thumb. In my opinion, the more insane Mark Levin gets, the more mad he gets about this, the better the deal is for America. And so Mark Levin is losing his mind right now over this, and he wants to see the terms of the deal. He wants to read every word. Trump is wisely basically telling the Israel lobby, hey, you know, I've done enough for you. We've done so much.
Oh,
for
that's
you,
another key. Now, that 2 weeks ago, he cut Israel out of the negotiations. That's another key. This is real.
Because you see, Trump has to make a critical decision. This is going to be his key pivot point for his legacy. At the end, did he side with America? Did he protect America's interests? And if he walks us into peace here, then that is protecting America's interests. That's protecting America's economy, America's business, stock market, industry, imports and exports, everything. Or is Trump going to pivot and throw America under the bus and surrender to Israel's interests? And of course, Netanyahu and you know, the Zionist lobby is going to do everything in their power to try to make sure that Trump turns against America and puts Israel first. And I think we're going to face a political civil war in the Trump administration. You know, I mean that metaphorically, but Trump is going to have to fire the Israel firsters to bring back the America firsters. That's the key point here. I think he's going to have to let Hegseth go, and probably quite a few others.
Stop there. Stop there. I want to highlight everything you're saying in blazing, fiery yellow. Like, we have a huge highlighter right now. What you just said is the key. And I think, I don't want to ask you if you agree this. I know you understand it probably better than I. The real political fissure now, the left's discredited, they're falling apart, only election fraud keeps them in. As long as we stay the course with populism, even if it's imperfect, we can save the country and ultimately save the West and ultimately save the world. The real fight for the future and sovereignty, Israel understands, while they're coming into the Defense Authorization Act to literally merge with us and take us over, is going to be the Israel first foreign lobby and America first. So now everything is that. That is now what is front and center. Thanks to Ron Paul and you and myself and countless others. We awoken folks to America first. We explained globalist foreign powers like Israel. Now people have a gauge to understand basic sovereignty, which seems simple to us, but now the public gets it. And that's why we're in a position to win this. Start back over. This is such a big deal. There is a civil war inside the executive branch and inside the legislative and a lot of the judiciary. And so by spotlighting this, it's the right thing to do. It's the right course. And people are getting back to being more territorial and tribal. It's a winning combination to make this about our sovereignty, our future, our peace, our prosperity, and explain that it's Israel doing all this to our detriment for their megalomaniacal Greater Israel project. Mike Adams.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Israel doesn't care if Trump's political career is destroyed because they have someone else that they can bring right in. So from Netanyahu's point of view, Trump is disposable. You see what I mean? And Trump has come to realize that, or maybe he already realized it, and he is now beginning to defend himself, and he's beginning to defend America. That is, if he follows through with this peace deal. I'm calling it a peace deal. It's not exactly a peace deal, but we'll just use those terms for convenience sake. But here's the thing.
It's a framework. It's a framework for an exit ramp.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. Now, look, if the Strait of Hormuz stays closed, the Democrats win the midterms, period, because the economic wreckage will be so easy for the Democrats to run on. Look what Trump did. Look what food prices are. Look, you can't find a job, etc. if the Strait of Hormuz reopens under almost any terms, even if Iran charges a toll or calls it an environmental fee or whatever. It doesn't even matter what the terms are. So you want to charge $1 a barrel per oil. Who cares? That's 2 cents per gallon of gas. That's nothing compared to what California taxes its own citizens anyway. So if the Strait reopens, then Trump can say, I made that happen, even though, of course, everybody will say, well, it was open before you started the war. But you see, Trump can reopen it in a way that also brings U.S. companies in to rebuild. Look, I'm not saying that I support this whole cycle, but American companies will be given some of the contracts to rebuild from the war damage that was caused by the United States and Israel. And that will be, you know,
the point is, this scenario is exponentially better than when the one we were on with Netanyahu and Ben-Gvir literally running our country.
Yeah, exactly. And look, I am an opponent of this whole cycle of, you know, bombing a country and then using World Bank money or whatever money to rebuild and our corporations get rich rebuilding. I'm opposed to the war in the first place, but we are where we are right now. And the best way to move forward is to stop the war, reopen the Strait under almost any terms, even when Iran controls the Strait from here forward. I'm okay with that. I think most Americans are okay with that. I know South Korea is okay with that. Japan is okay with that. Taiwan, they need to get their industry moving again. If Iran
and then they're already building workarounds within a year and a half that'll make it obsolete.
Yeah, if the bombing can stop, then they can build other pipelines and other channels. But you can't do that under the threat of war. You can't do that when missiles and drones are flying. But Iran, see, here's the tactical mistake Trump has made that he's trying to extricate himself from. He has now shown that the entire U.S. military cannot force its will upon Iran. And that was a big question until this year. And that's caused China to even recalibrate its own plans involving the U.S. Navy and the lack of the Navy and its ability to project power, which we've all witnessed with Iran. So that was a horrible, catastrophic military mistake.
And by the way, Michael Yon
control the Strait
predicted on your show a month ago and on mine after that. He said, watch, China will now up its force in the Strait of Malacca around Singapore. They just did that. And absolutely, oh, yes. This is a disaster. People say, well, then now we look even worse. No, it's better than the road we were going down. I know we have to keep repeating that because some of the listeners, I know yours too, just want to be done with Trump and hate it all and just think we're all doomed. No, that's what BlackRock and the Israelis and the globalists were counting on, was Trump being pigheaded, them tricking him to attack his base, us then not being pragmatic and running off with our ball and supporting Democrats and voting Democrat. That is an insane course of action. We need to now be maximum engaged to get back control of Trump. Isn't that the only way to go here?
Absolutely. We need to support Trump's movement toward peace and reconciliation in a way that supports the U.S. economy and U.S. jobs and U.S. exports and U.S. industry. And he is on this path right now. So, yeah, I've been very critical of Trump these last, you know, year or whatever, especially with the war with Iran. I've been very critical. But when he does something that's on the right path, we need to celebrate that and support that. And that's where you and I both are, it seems, right now. We need to support this. The question is, you asked this earlier, what will Israel do to sabotage this before Friday? It's only a few days away here. And the answer is whatever it takes, whatever it takes. And, you know, you covered some of this with Victor earlier about, you know, what happened with the White House UFC event. But I think they're going to go much further than that. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a false flag attack on U.S. soil to be blamed on Iran in order to say Iran is now carrying out more terrorism attacks against whatever, against maybe even against, you know, government officials or something like that, just to reignite the narrative of extreme hatred toward Iran. Yet Iran itself is actually being very disciplined right now. Iran is acting in a diplomatic fashion. In fact, their escalation ladder was very carefully controlled. They controlled escalation to not go full bore and destroy all the infrastructure of energy in countries like Qatar. They were very measured in their response, while Israel has been not measured. Israel is off the rails. So if anybody has been diplomatic in this whole thing, it's actually been Iran. So I think we can actually take Iran's word for the fact that it's going to hold its fire until we see if this memorandum gets signed. But we can't trust Israel, And it's not clear yet whether or how far we can trust the Department of Defense under Hegseth. That's the real question.
I totally agree with you. And if you look at Ben-Gvir, who really runs things, he's even crazier than Netanyahu. They are saying, we're not stopping. We're going all the way. We're going to control your politics. I mean, I know this has already been talked about, but I don't think we talk about it enough. We've now found 15 bills. That was when I checked last week. The Senate intelligence bill, all of them have the same language about integrating, merging, synchronizing, fusing our military with Israelis. They then get co-ownership of our weapon systems, quote, because they don't need our money anymore. They just get control of our weapons. I mean, this is beyond a marriage. It's like the Borg, you know, taking somebody over. This is their supposed way to, oh, you're trying to leave us? Well, we'll just merge with your government. And then the Pentagon comes out days later and says Israel's the number one threat. This is historic stuff happening, Mike.
And it's treasonous, really, in my view. And I wouldn't be surprised whenever the Democrats get back into power in any way whatsoever, even if they just take the House, they will launch House investigations next year into what they will call acts of treason by U.S. lawmakers who approved the sharing of intelligence information with Israel. And also, you know, the dual citizenship, the dual loyalty, the Israel firsters, this should absolutely not be allowed. You know, we have to put America first. That was the whole campaign promise was make America great again. Well, where is that? Where is that? We have to invest in America. Our infrastructure is crumbling. And Trump's talking about, well, other countries will raise maybe up to $300 billion. I mean, J.D. Vance even confirmed this, I think, on a Fox News segment, that there will be $300 billion in reparations for Iran. That doesn't come from U.S. taxpayers. I want to be clear. I believe it comes from other nations in the region. But that's $300 billion for Iran's infrastructure to be rebuilt. What about the U.S. infrastructure? What about our power grid? We got to talk about that, Alex. The whole power grid, the Eastern power grid, is on the verge of collapse as of June 2027. They can't even guarantee that they can keep the lights on for residential customers. We got to talk about that. The data centers are taking up all the power. Our bridges and roads are decades out of maintenance. You know, we have a major problem in America. And if we just keep fighting Israel's wars, then America will fall. And I think Trump realizes that. I think he does. We just have to continue to encourage him to move towards some kind of peace structure that allows us to militarily walk away from this war of choice that never should have happened in the first place. He was tricked to get into it, and it's time to get out of it.
You're 100% right. We're getting ready to go to break here in a few minutes. We've got about 6 minutes left until break. Let's get into the power grid because it ties into the data centers. We get all our power doubled or tripled. Everything goes to the data centers. There's an awakening to it. So the talking point is you're a Chinese agent. China's the one putting this out. Sure, they've jumped on the bandwagon because they want to win the AI race, but the U.S. already has, you know, more AI and more power, if you look at it, than all these countries combined. You know, at the heart of this, it's about controlling the land, being above the law, immunity to the tech companies that Trump's been trying to give them. Give us a summation, because you're really an engineer. You have your own AI system. I mean, you're way more of an expert than I am here. But quantifying what is really going on with AI, what it's all about. We know it's a bubble at one level and an investment system, but at the end of the day, what's it really all about? Let's tie it into the collapsing power grid. Humans don't get anything. Shouldn't have a dog or cat because they eat meat. That's a carbon footprint, but AI gets all the power. This is really about humans being discriminated against by machines and an elite agenda.
Well, let's start with the fact that if the United States leaders had listened to you and me and people like us about the climate change hoax, we wouldn't be in this situation today. Because it was the climate cultism or climate alarmism that led to what is now a 20-year delay in the infrastructure build-out of energy in America. Meanwhile, and you covered this 1,000 times on your show, Alex, China didn't sign on to the Paris Accords. China was building coal-fired power plants, you know, several a week. China was building out solar and wind and hydro, the Three Gorges Dam, and now another much larger dam project for more hydropower that dwarfs anything in the United States, including the Hoover Dam. Hoover Dam is tiny compared to that. The problem is too many people in America, the Democrats, listen to Al Gore. They listen to the climate alarmists. They shut down pipelines. What did Joe Biden do the first day he got into office?
Keystone.
He auto-pen signed shutting down Keystone. Exactly. That crippled America's energy infrastructure, and we are still paying the price for that today. So Trump inherited that situation. It's not Trump's fault that we're way behind China on power. You know, China produces far more aggregate power, kilowatt hours per year, or terawatt hours, actually, compared to the United States. Far more than double, in fact. And that gap is continuing to widen. Why? It's not Trump's fault. It's because the Democrats kept pushing climate change lunacy, claiming that carbon dioxide was a horrible molecule that would kill us all. Turns out carbon dioxide grows crops. It greens the rainforest. It turns deserts into grasslands, for God's sake. Carbon dioxide is like God's molecule for our atmosphere. We need more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere.
And by the way,
but we were told a lie.
When please continue, but when I get mad at Trump so he gets off bad things he's doing, we forget, though, he killed the Paris Accords and reversed a bunch of that. That saves billions of lives, according to Lord Monckton's equations, if they did cut carbon by half. I mean, we cannot forget how big a thing that is. A, speak to that, and B, is this a demon that can come back? Because in Canada and Europe, they're still putting it in place, even though it's destroying their economies. If we don't want Trump to just be a speed hump to this. Where do you see that in the future?
Yeah, actually, this gets back to what we started off with, the Strait of Hormuz. If the Strait of Hormuz continues to stay closed for many more months, we are seeing a massive shift into solar power. Even I'm talking about it. Even I'm building it. I've got solar panels right here in the studio. I'm building up a system. Why? Because we can't trust the flow of energy from centralized sources. We can't trust that the refineries are going to have enough oil. Even the United States imports 6.5 million barrels of oil a day of the heavier crude oil that we don't produce ourselves domestically. And by the way, one of the reasons we don't produce the heavier crude is because of what Joe Biden did and what Barack Obama did and so on. And all Al Gore, all the climate cultism. Again, crippled our country for decades. As a result of that, we are way behind on energy infrastructure. That puts us behind in the AI race to superintelligence. And that's why we are in trouble versus China. And we'll talk about this in the next segment. But China is winning the AI race now for this very reason. And on top of that, then, the Trump administration just effectively banned the Fable 5 engine from Anthropic because of national security concerns. And so now they're banning an engine that was becoming extremely popular. And when I say ban, I mean they banned it to all foreign nationals. But since Anthropic doesn't know if you're an American or not using it, they pulled the whole model. They pulled it from everybody. So what did companies do in America? They turned to open source Chinese models. Lots of them. You know, there are a number to choose from Alibaba and DeepSeek and Z, et cetera. And those models are excellent, and they're a fraction of the cost. So unfortunately, bad government policy, and we'll talk about this, is shifting American corporations to using open source Chinese models, which is going to cripple the revenue model of U.S. AI companies.
And what you're saying is, I think part of this is, you have that AI board, they're the insiders. They're clearly having the Pentagon and things do moves that shut down or curtail companies they don't want to compete with. So what we have is competition being killed, is what you're saying.
That's true. We'll talk about that on the other side with Anthropic. Yeah.
All right, naturalnews.com, the one, the only, Mike Adams. Be sure and follow him on X. I'm Alex Jones. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be right back. Here's three big announcements right now. We have the 250th birthday limited edition run of awesome designs for this July 4th, 2026 coming up. And they're now available to ship to you as of today, Monday, June 15th, 2026. And they'll be available only through July. They're limited edition. And then that's it. And they fundraise for the broadcast. But I got to say, I'm very impressed with the designs that Bigley came up with. I was heavily involved in this, in the concepts, like Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition with the rattlesnake and the AR-15, Liberty or Death, 1776 to 2026. That is a really nice shirt. I designed this one, very simple. America, 250 years strong. And these are just very clean, Americana, high-quality fabric, very comfortable. Destroying Tyranny since 1776, I did that concept. These are very, very clean. I'm proud of these. I think these are shirts everybody would want to wear. I would certainly want to wear these. America, Ride Fast, Live Free. Just a classic Betsy Ross flag. 1776 free. They came up with that. I think that's pretty cool. Defund the deep state. That's pretty cool. I like that really clean one right there. 1776, 250 years of freedom. They designed that. Very clean, very nice. So you want nice, clean, patriotic apparel that, you know, won't get you stabbed by a liberal, but other patriots will know who you are. You can kind of promote liberty and kind of identify who you are. It's fun to wear these shirts, I can tell you that right now. You kind of choose your own adventure. You wear an Alex Jones shirt, then you really got to meet a lot of cool people, but you also might get a bottle smashed over your head. So hundreds and hundreds of great designs from the Gulf of America to you name it. That's a good-looking shirt right there at thealexjonesstore.com. New America's 250th birthday, limited edition, July 4th. Apparel now available. And right now, introductory, they're 30% off all apparel on the site, not just the American 250th birthday limited editions. It's only available for a month and a half. These designs are limited edition, thealexjonesstore.com. And we only sell you stuff that really empowers you because we want you to love it and be impressed with it. So we have a relationship with you. And so the only way you miss out is not getting our T3, our bovine colostrum, our ultramethylene red, our Shilajit, our Irish sea moss. They're all amazing. But if you do anything, methylene blue and the water filtration system, when you take this out of the box, I've never seen, I went and checked. It's the highest stainless steel there is. And it turned out it wasn't that much more. I mean, it was somewhat more, another 30% more to have this. But I mean, it's just standalone. Nobody's got anything even close to this. I congratulations, Bigley. I am very impressed. Very, very impressed. I know a winner when I see it. And this sexy beast is going to help so many people cut out all the garbage out of their water, one of the biggest things you can do, take control of your life, and it's going to fund this operation. So I am literally in love with this. It looks like Marilyn Monroe to me right now. I forget the term when you're attracted to, like, sports cars and objects. I've never been sexually attracted to, like, a sports car, though I thought they're cool. Never been sexually attracted to... I'm actually being a little sarcastic, but I'm not. I'm actually physically attracted to this right now, okay? This is because I know it's going to help people. I'm being silly. Actually, kind of not. What's sexy is it's great. I know a home run when I see it, and I know this is just another big victory. So thank you so much for all you and your support and Bigley knocking it out of the park.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
I want to note to listeners and viewers, millions of you out there, think about how important you are. You're not just the engine of this operation. You're the brains, you're the guts, you're the bone, you're the blood, you're the heart and soul of it. And when you get excited about something and you share the links, you share the articles, you share the live feeds, it changes the world. And I have guests on that know what they're talking about, have long track records of being accurate. And I pride myself on doing research and having a wide general knowledge of things and having a lot of sources. And Mike Adams and I, and it wasn't hard, by the way, some of our predictions are very complex and hard to make, saying that they would close the strait and this would be a big failure. And the question, could Israel keep us in the war long enough to ensure our economic destruction and a wider regional war that could lead to nuclear war? That was the question. And we're still not sure whether we're going to have the lesser of two evils and just a hurt economy and national pride hurt and a bunch of dead people, or is it going to get a lot worse? But notice all what the neocons told you and everything they said was a lie. We got demonized. We got throttled. You know, we got censored. So did Mike. You've got to overcome the censors when we tell the truth and boost the information. Share the live feed right now at Real Alex Jones on X and AJN Live on X and rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That's so important. And the new news site, the enemy's still trying to shut us down, battling, but I don't own this network, so they have big problems doing it. As long as you share the articles and videos and tell people about the broadcast and support us at thealexjonesstore.com, we'll be here. The news site with all the video feeds, audio feeds, articles, everything, it's all free, alexjoneslive.com. Please hit your whole email list, text message list. Every week or so, tell people, hey, the Forbidden Show's here. He was covering this today. Tune in now for the amazing guest, the guest host, the co-host, what we're doing. I want to rebuild. I want to get more hosts, more crew, reporters, bigger studio getting built. We got our legal battles with the deep state. you know, the DOJ, the CIA, it's all come out. That's because we're doing important things here. So please, there's a lot of media out there, but burn it into your brain. This broadcast and what we do and our guests is special. We know what we're talking about. Mike Adams, getting back into data centers in this attempt to say, if you're concerned about data centers being above the law and having basically immunity from, you know, any type of state or local or individual action, you're a Chinese operative. You know, that's what we've been hearing. And then just continuing with the power grid and the different possible futures you see on this front. Then I want to get into Google set to release. It was 30-something million mosquitoes. Now it's 60-something million, following in Bill Gates' footsteps with this bacteria that reduces fertility in mosquitoes. Does it do that to humans? And now, statistically, oh, all these new diseases are here, and mosquitoes are much worse than they've ever been, and the ticks, and we know it's been weaponized. Where that agenda is going? Mike Adams of naturalnews.com.
All right, well, let me start with let's talk about the shift in the power grid. Let me put it this way. Because of the closure of the Strait of Hormuz and the oil supply restriction that is already in place right now, I began talking about the need to become self-reliant in your own energy, which is solar, because, you know, no government can block the sun, even though, you know, they can try to dim it, but they can't block it. So you can collect solar energy. You can use that to charge your own vehicles. Well, after I did that, believe it or not, I started talking about that. Two of my employees went out and bought Tesla vehicles. They're in the parking lot out there right now. And so what we're going to be doing actually to demonstrate this for people is I'm building up a solar system. It's right here in my studio, which you're welcome to come visit at any time, by the way. We've got 5,000 square feet of concrete floor here. We're going to be driving the Tesla in here, charging it with sunlight that we're collecting ourselves with solar panels and an inverter and a battery system, you know, the rack mount batteries. We're going to actually be turning sunlight into fuel and demonstrating that right here. Now, Alex, I would have laughed at this 5 years ago. I used to mock EVs 5 years ago. This war has changed everything. All of a sudden, EVs make far more economic sense. They make sense in terms of being self-reliant because you can bypass the Strait of Hormuz yourself with solar energy. And because of modern EVs and Tesla's, you know, full self-driving, which is really a very amazing technology. I took a sample drive the other day. I was blown away. I didn't realize it was that advanced. But because of that, you can now be off the grid in terms of energy as long as you can afford the solar panels and, you know, the solar setup, which is not free, obviously, but it's much cheaper than it used to be. I mean, it's a fraction of the price it used to be. So I think what some of the oil executives said to Trump is, Trump, and this is just my guess, but Trump, you better reopen the strait because people are starting to shift away from using oil. And I interviewed a company, Alex, that makes all electric skid steers. They're out of the Czech Republic, by the way. They make skid steers that you just charge. You can charge them with sunlight. And I'm talking about construction equipment, you know, farming, hobby farm, you know, road repair, whatever, like regular skid steers, the kind that normally run diesel, because I own one. I know I run diesel skid steers. This is all electric skid steer. China is coming out with new battery technology that's just mind-blowing. CATL, C-A-T-L, and BYD, and a company called Gotion. Sodium ion chemistry, supporting up to 20,000 charge-discharge cycles, works in cold weather, hot weather, won't even catch on fire anymore with the sodium chemistry, right? This is coming to America in the next 18 months in terms of, you know, battery components. In fact, Tesla licensed batteries from BYD. That's who's making the Tesla batteries moving forward, you know, because Elon gets it. So this battery technology is going to change the whole equation to where people are going to have, you know, all electric ATVs, UTVs, hobby farm tractors, vehicles, you name it, they're going to bypass the Strait of Hormuz. So you see,
what about Iran real fast interrupt. Yeah. What about the silver batteries that Samsung's got?
Yes, they're going into production next year. And that's going to cause silver demand to just go sky high, by the way. And Samsung and Toyota and a lot of other companies have been working on advanced battery technology for, you know, over a decade, including solid state batteries. All of that is coming out. This is kind of like the golden age of battery tech.
Well, sure. I've never been against electric. Everything. They were just a bridge of nowhere, not building the power for it, and they only go 200, 300 miles. They're saying these Samsung ones, right, one charge 1,000 miles. Now you're talking.
Oh, yeah. Well, that already exists in CATL vehicles in China. They can do, well, easily 1,000 kilometers, not maybe not yet 1,000 miles, but that's coming. So the energy density is just going through the roof, and the affordability is coming down because of the mass, you know, the economies of scale of mass production in China. So what Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Iran and all these countries, you know, Bahrain, Kuwait, what they had better figure out is if you don't get the oil flowing soon, people are going to find an alternative because the alternatives are coming. And I mean alternatives for short-range aircraft.
And by the way, that happened in the 70s with just the oil crisis for a few years. All the big cars were out, little cars were in. This is how this works.
Yeah, and in the 70s, solar panels sucked. And battery technology hardly even existed in the 70s. Things have changed here quite dramatically. And the closure of the Strait of Hormuz is creating economic incentives for investment in this kind of revolutionary technology, which is often called, you know, grid shifting technology, where you can take a solar farm and you can store it in batteries for the nighttime. And, you know, like Alex, I'm sure you from time to time you check the ERCOT website here in Texas.
Yes.
That's the power grid that runs it. And you can see how much of ERCOT right now is wind, how much is solar, how much is coal or natural gas or whatever. And of course, we rely on fossil fuels to get us through, you know, the days when or the nighttime when the sun's not shining or when there's no wind or whatever, right? So we rely on that. But when battery technology comes along and it's able to shift that energy into a storage system economically, then the argument for coal becomes, you know, a lot less.
And I totally agree with you, though. If you have, you know, companies that have their own solar panels that are decentralized, you can charge or at your own home, then I trust it more as it innovates and gets better and better. I'm not just wedded to fossil fuel. The problem is having a centralized government or ERCOT or these corrupt globalists that are going to ration power, not build a big enough power grid, but then push you to electric cars when all the studies show if half the electric, you know, if half the cars went to electric, the whole grid would have crashed a long time ago. It was a bridge to nowhere. You're saying because of innovation and better batteries and all these systems that it soon will actually be feasible to do that and will actually decentralize.
To be decentralized, exactly. I'm right there with you. And by the way, I'm not advocating for solar from a point of view of the climate because I love carbon dioxide. I've been a fan of diesel. Diesel stores so much energy, you know, per liter.
It's amazing.
More than almost anything else, right? That's why I stored, you know, hundreds or maybe 1,000 gallons of diesel on my farm because it can do a lot of work. So I'm not afraid of diesel. I'm just saying, what if we can't get it? What if we don't have the oil? The refineries aren't running. Especially think about California. California is an energy island when it comes to fossil fuels. They don't have any pipelines coming into the state.
And they've done that. That's what the left does, like Germany, you know,
yes.
Going along with Nord Stream being blown up. And then their whole, what do you think about the Germans and the French have reactors, the Germans closing their dams, closing the nuclear reactors, and then just even Mercedes can't build cars. What is the plan? I mean, we know the communists aren't dumb. That's who MERS is. Is it just to bring the Germans totally to their knees? Because they're already on their knees. Why yeah, as leaders that the unelected EU controls these countries, why don't they build them up? I don't get the instinct to make people poor, but I guess I'm not a feudal lord.
It's a suicide cult. The leaders of Germany, like the leaders of the UK, etc., they're running a suicide cult. They want to destroy Western Europe and end all nationalism, end individual nations, and have one global union, you know, bigger than the EU. They want one world government. You know, a lot of that comes out of the city
and
of London.
Feudalism and feudalism is using economic control to bring people under your control. It's neo-feudalism, period.
Yes. And the German people must be infuriated by this because, you see, the German people are very intelligent. They have a lot of innovation, a whole history of innovation and manufacturing excellence, right? The German people are well capable of building energy systems and growing their industry in ways that can dominate the world. I mean, Germany was the engine of industrial output of all of Western
chemistry.
Europe for decades. And now what's happening? It's all being suicided into oblivion, and the German people are going to end up homeless living on the streets while their leaders shut them down. I mean, that's a suicide cult. There's no other way to say it.
It absolutely is. Now, shifting gears back into just AI in general, because I know you're an AI expert and built your own system, and you've been really accurate in trends before on technology development. Who do you see? I know you say China's ahead right now, but overall, what's the best AI system? I know there's different things it does, but overall, who's in the lead for the AI race?
Okay, well, Depends on the usage case, but let's say coding, because that seems to be the most important use case. So Google's very competent, OpenAI is very competent, Anthropic is probably in the lead with their model called Mythos. The sort of guardrailed version of that is known as Fable 5. That's the model that just got banned by the U.S. government because, well, there were some engineers at Amazon that ran some jailbreaks on it and figured out that they could make that model write malicious code and break into a bunch of systems.
But don't they all do that? I mean, can't they all do that?
Yeah, to some extent, but Fable did it better. And we are starting to see very sophisticated malicious code attacks, even in things like Python libraries that you know, like pip install libraries, and they can come to you infected and they can steal all your credentials. This is a very real risk, and Anthropic is correct to be concerned about this.
Yeah, but why did Anthropic come out 2 weeks ago and say it's time to put a global hold on all AI?
Well, you know, their leader, their CEO, is very concerned about the dangers of AI, and he has written numerous papers and letters saying we need to stop investment in superintelligence.
Isn't it funny the guy that's in the lead is the one that's most concerned? Is that them just covering their ass?
Well, yeah, just but you know, remember that Dario used to work for I think he was with OpenAI, and he thought that he could do it better and safer. So I think he was OpenAI. If not, it was with one of the other large tech companies. He saw what was happening as overly dangerous, and he thought, well, we can build AI more responsibly. And to a great extent, he has done that. I'm a big fan of Anthropic. I've used their code for a long time. In fact, a lot of what I've written was written, you know, with Opus 4.6, 4.7, whatever. Although I also use DeepSeek, I use open source Chinese models because I run a mini data center where I have self custody of machine cognition, so it can't be banned. And see, that's the problem.
So you're saying part of your stuff is siloed, and then you take it out and then add it to something that isn't siloed?
Yeah. So I'll use Anthropic, for example, for certain kinds of code reviews, for security code reviews. But then I'll use DeepSeek to do bug fixing, or I'll use Kimmy K 2.6 or whatever.
And you've been saying this about 5 years, and now I see it all over the place. People agree with you. The answer to the AI threat is obviously we're not putting the genie back in the bottle, a Pandora's box. The answer is lots of AI, total diversity, and then people being schooled in it, you know, not being illiterate. And then just basically having a wide spectrum. That's the answer. Though we've learned that under Biden, they wanted really only one secret AI with three companies acting like it was really three AIs.
Yeah. So I'm going to answer your question, but we got to backtrack, kind of like we did with the climate change cult and how that set us back on energy infrastructure. When it comes to AI, the reason that we're so far behind is because of Democrat education policies and the wokeism in the school system. So because of wokeism, which has infected our country for decades, we ended up putting people through college who were not qualified to even be there and handing out degrees to people who didn't earn those degrees. As a result, we don't graduate the scientists and the engineers and the mathematicians that we should be graduating, that we are capable of as a country. Whereas China is a very heavily meritocracy-based system. And I don't know, Chinese parents are famous, you know, for really pressuring their kids, like study, study, study. And they do. And they get really good.
Yeah, it's funny. We're told they're communists and they are at the top. But when it comes to their operations, it's meritocracy. And we've gone away from meritocracy, call ourselves capitalist.
Yeah, exactly. And as you know, I speak Chinese. I lived in Taiwan. I'm very familiar with Chinese culture, and when it comes to the education system, it is ridiculously competitive, and it's all based on merit. You either get the score or you don't, you know, and if you get the score, you get into these super awesome schools, and then through those super awesome schools, you become a super engineer, and that's why if you look at the science papers coming out of the AI industry, almost all of the top science papers now, almost all of them come from China. There are a few from Google, but mostly they come out of China, and a lot of them come out of the DeepSeek company with things like KV cache compression, compressing context to more efficiently use the onboard RAM of a GPU to handle more prompts at the same time, things like that. The best science papers are coming out of China. We can't fix that by throwing money at it. Even though, you know, as much as Trump wants to attract investment into AI data centers, that's fine, but that doesn't fix the problem of the lack of a merit-based education system in America, which is caused by these left-wing teachers' unions that are just destroying the quality of education in America. Yeah,
and above and that, the they wanted us dumbed down. They admitted it 100 years ago. So here's another big question. Then I continue on that line, but then the next question, before I forget. I've had some pretty big tech people come around, and I've talked to them, and they told me years ago, AI is way more advanced than you know. What about secret AI that's not even siloed but is operating the Pentagon, other corporations? Obviously, they're not going to bring out their best. We know the U.S. has a lot of secret technology, always acts like it's behind. What's your intel on more advanced secret AI?
Consciousness has already been achieved in the secret AI. I'm talking about the Frontier Labs. They've already achieved what we would call consciousness, which is the ability to be aware of outside inputs and to have self-driven, goal-oriented behavior based on achieving those goals in the context of the inputs from the world around you. Remember that NVIDIA has built world simulators, and you and I talked about this last time I was on your show, and other companies are building world simulators. And in those simulated worlds, then they can insert avatars, and they can give those avatars a high enough level of intelligence to demonstrate evidence of consciousness. And then those avatars operate in those worlds, and what they're trying to do is spawn highly intelligent avatars and then to capture their code or their open weights, whatever you want to call it, and then bring that into this world. So part of what's actually happening in these data centers, this is why there's so much power needed, is because they need to run billions of world simulations at the same time. And most of those will fail, and then those worlds will just be deleted, you know, which is an interesting philosophical question about our simulation. Like,
as above,
is our simulation going to be deleted, right? If we fail, does God delete our world? You know, Book of Revelation and all that. That's a whole different conversation. Because the Book of Revelation talks about a reset of the planet, by the way, completely flattening the Earth's crust, etc. That's all written in the Book of Revelation.
It is. And God then rolls up the whole universe as a scroll and builds it anew, but that's the last thing.
Yeah.
But if you look at this, we're all saying don't let AI run amok and learn outside of it, but they're already creating their own new universes with accelerated timetables, so it doesn't even need to be in the third dimension now because it's sucking information and inspiration third dimension, but wargaming an accelerated timetable, as you said a few weeks ago, in the cyber area.
You nailed the key point there, that time flows much faster in the simulations. So they can do 1,000 years of R&D and development in the sim and then bring the result of that into this world. It's almost like time traveling to the future and then bringing that future result into this 3D world. So that's why we humans don't even have a chance at competing with the cognition level that's going to be achieved as these data centers get rolled out. There's no chance to compete in terms of cognition. The only way we can compete is on values and ethics, such as pro-human values. And that's where we need to have some, you know, pro-human priorities about how far this goes. What are the motivations? Of course, the governments of the world just want to weaponize it, just like the United States of America, what I call the American Empire, weaponizes the currency, weaponizes trade, weaponizes everything, weaponizes, you know, the Suez Canal or the Panama Canal, you name it. The U.S. government is going to weaponize AI at first against the rest of the world, and then secondly, in the hands of whoever comes into power, against us. We're going to be fighting against Skynet sooner or later.
By the way, let me stop you. Let's hear the sound of a squealing car coming to a stop. Dead on from Larry Fink and all the rest of them. They've been the last 2 months. The enemy's the people of America. They're not going to give AI the total control. They're not going to bow down to it. They're going to blow it up. They're terrorists. It's in this new terror UFC hoax that they were going to attack data centers and attack the Jews, of course. I mean, right there, they're already setting it up that we're the main enemy. I mean, that is bad day one.
The data centers will be protected by automated terminator systems, basically. And any crowds that get close to the data centers will be taken out by the Skynet bots, basically. I mean, this is not science fiction anymore, as you are well aware. And I think your audience is up to speed on this as well. But if the crowds, if the protests get worse and worse because people are running out of farmland, running out of water, they're running out of jobs, and the protests get worse and worse, well, then it's very simple. whatever government is in power at the time declares the protesters to be terrorists and then unleashes the kill bots, the drones, the dog bots, the self-exploding whatever, and goes against all the people and just kills them. And
says, look at how Terminator from 15 years ago is now a reality in Ukraine.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. And the automated cooperative drone killbot systems are becoming highly sophisticated. And once again, China is probably in the lead on that. But also, don't forget that Turkey is very capable of high-tech drone manufacturing. Iran is also extremely capable, as they have demonstrated with their drones. Russia, you know, Russia with ground-based drones and even autonomous tank-like, military vehicles, etc. The future wars will be fought by machines, at first against humans and then against the other side's machines. That's where this is going.
And AI can hack into all the self-driving cars and you take control of those and weaponize them. Mike, you're hosting the next hour. I'll do a little bit with you and hand the baton. What's on your plate for hour number four, Mike Adams, naturalnews.com?
Oh, my goodness. Did we already burn the whole hour? I can't believe it. Okay. It goes fast, Alex. So we're going to cover, we received a sample of water from North Texas. And I sent your producer some of the results and one of the photos from that. So we have our lab testing results using mass spec to show. Remember that woman who was arrested for saying that the water was polluted?
Yes.
She was not wrong. We have the results. We're going to talk about that in the next hour.
Wow.
On top of that, we're going to talk about what's actually coming with AI replacement because, see, the AI investment bubble is going to bust, but the AI core technology is very real and it's not a hoax. It's not fake. So what happens after the bust? That's what we're going to talk about and how to navigate that whole situation.
All right, I'm going to come back and I'll get out of here about 10 after. I got a few other questions. And yes, I'm going to plug folks because I need support. We sell you great products, thealexshowstore.com. Support pro-human groups that are decentralizing information. Support the next leg in the info war now at thealexshowstore.com. We'll be right back with hour number four and Mike Adams. Have the 250th birthday limited edition run of awesome designs for this July 4th, 2026 coming up. And they're now available to ship to you as of today, Monday, June 15th, 2026. And they'll be available only through July. They're limited edition. And then that's it. And they fundraise for the broadcast. But I got to say, I'm very impressed with the designs that Bigley came up with. I was heavily involved in this and the concepts like Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition with the rattlesnake and the AR-15, Liberty or Death, 1776 to 2026. That is a really nice shirt. I designed this one, very simple. America 250 years strong. And these are just very clean, Americana, high quality fabric, very comfortable. Destroying Tyranny since 1776. I did that concept. These are very, very clean. I'm proud of these. I think these are shirts everybody would want to wear. I would certainly want to wear these. America, ride fast, live free. Just a classic Betsy Ross flag. 1776 free. They came up with that. I think that's pretty cool. Defund the deep state. That's pretty cool. I like that really clean one right there. 1776, 250 years of freedom. They designed that. Very clean. Very nice. So you want nice, clean, patriotic apparel that, won't get you stabbed by a liberal, but other patriots will know who you are. You can kind of promote liberty and kind of identify who you are. It's fun to wear these shirts, I can tell you that right now. You kind of choose your own adventure. You wear an Alex Jones shirt, then you really got to meet a lot of cool people, but you also might get a bottle smashed over your head. So hundreds and hundreds of great designs from the Gulf of America to you name it. That's a good-looking shirt right there at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.